The arrival of the One People Canoe Society yesterday marks an unofficial kickoff to this year's Southeast Alaska Native Celebration. While the flotilla steadied itself for the last leg of the journey, a crowd of over 300 people clustered at the shores of Douglas Harbor. KCAW's Emily Kwong reports.
At Celebration, waiting has a sound of drums, of voices raised in songs of welcome. The crowd is scanning the horizon, and one grandmother, Marie Johnson, is looking extra closely for the tip of a red canoe carrying her grandson. His name is Rory Earl Bennett.
And he's 10 years old, and he decided to do this with his grandfather.
His grandfather, Bill Bennett, invited Rory to accompany him on the Angoon to Douglas portion of the journey. Johnson said she was washing dishes when her grandson broke the news.
He talked about it, but I never knew if he was serious, you know, talking about it. And he finally came to me and told me, "Grandma, you better start making my tunic." I said, "Oh, you're going to dance." He said, "I'm going to ride the canoe." I said, "Oh, my God." And he made his own paddle.
Rory made his paddle at a workshop with Wayne Price, a Tlingit master carver.
And he put his grandfather's crescent on there, killer whale. I said, "How did you know?" And he said, "I just knew."
Johnson made Rory's tunic in 2 weeks using felt and abalone shells. She tells me there's a beaded eagle on the front and a killer whale on the back, family crest.
We didn't even measure it. It fit him perfect. It was just like it happened. That's why I figured this was his year.
I mean, he'd have never asked you to do something like this before?
No. It was kind of a shock to me.
The paddle, organized by the One People Canoe Society, has only grown bigger over the past decade. Waiting to greet the flotilla was Paul Marks, council member with the Douglas Indian Association. Since the land used to be owned by the Douglas Indian Village, his permission is key.
Well, the importance is making sure you do the right things and say the right things. If you don't, it could cause misfortune. And some of the things that the younger people do because of enthusiasm, they want to be culturally orientated, but a lot of times they don't know really what to do or say.
So elders like Marks are more than leaders, they're teachers, demonstrating at the shore's edge how to arrive and how to receive. The crowd cries out. The first canoe has been spotted rounding the breakwater. There are 10 canoes total, from Ketchikan, Sitka, Cake, Angoon, Hoona, and Yakutat, two designated for war veterans. Each one has a safety boat. Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott joined for the final stretch to Douglas. All told, there's over 100 people aboard in regalia, paddles pointed towards the sky, facing us. They raft up, and at the edge of the water, Marks joins Fran Houston, representing the Akwan people.
Welcome to Ak country. We are so happy that you made it here safely.
The exchange is one of respect, welcome, and thanks. The shores are pretty squishy with mud. I make my way over to Marie Johnson, who was just taking pictures of her grandson on her cell phone.
That's okay. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah. How'd you feel when you saw him going around the corner and you saw him?
Oh my God. It was just like seeing my grandfather all over again.
Johnson's grandfather was the chief of Cake, Tommy Jackson. Joined by family, we wander over to the harbor ramp.
Oh, there he is.
And spot Rory. He's totally adorable, with green braces on his top teeth.
I'm feeling kind of tired because I've been paddling a lot.
Rory tells me he was in a boat accident once, but now feels safe traveling by canoe. His top snacks on the trip? Chex Mix, jerky, and candy. And the journey in three words? Sleepy, hardworking, and fun. How has this experience changed how you see who you are and your culture?
I feel that my ancestors felt tired a lot and everything. And I bet they got used to it, though, because they had to paddle almost every day to catch fish and salmon.
For someone who just stepped into the shoes of his ancestors, Rory is pretty matter-of-fact about what he's learned. I ask him, how did they push through journeys like this? How did you push through? And with a shrug, he says, just keep going, take little breaks, and keep going. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Emily Kwong.